The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and we're about to share an eco postcard. Each week, I bring you a few snapshots of what's going on in our beautiful world in terms of our relationship with nature. Some of the stories are sad or angering about the damage being done, and other stories are uplifting and inspiring about repair and restoration and building a better future. I hope these snapshots help you find your own pathway to protect the people and planet you love. Okay, I think I'll start on individual climate action. I quite often hear people say, no, don't talk to me about individual climate action. It's the governments and the corporations that have got to do the job. Well, they certainly have a job to do. That is entirely true. But did you know that it's been calculated that the things that we have under our control, if we acted pro-climate in all of them, it would remove 27% of carbon emissions. That is a lot, and it's worth doing. And as they say, if one person can do it, 100 people can do it. If 100 people can do it, 1,000, and so on. Individual action matters a lot. And part of that individual action can also be prodding the big guys to act too. There's lots of things that we can do to make that happen. And sometimes, not always, those things are effective. Okay, I want to mention one particular campaign on individual action that I haven't mentioned for a while, even though it's going from strength to strength in Nelson Tasman and also in New Zealand. And that is the Take the Jump campaign, which has originated out of the Nelson Tasman Climate Forum and is beginning to permeate throughout the country. Its big overarching slogan is less stuff, more joy, which I really like. And it talks about the shifts, the seven shifts. What are the seven shifts? Well, one, eat green. That is more plant-based, less meat. Don't waste. Take care of your waste as little as possible. And what is waste, like vegetable peelings, apple cores, and so on? Try to compost them. And if you yourself cannot compost, see if there's a neighbor who can, because neighbors are often really eager to accept little parcels of organic food waste. Okay, number two, travel fresh. Walk or bike, carpool, public transport, whatever you can to not use a car, especially not a petrol or diesel combustion engine cars. But it's even important to minimize the use of EVs or minimize the calling into existence of EVs, because everyone that is made has a huge carbon footprint. Number three, dress retro. This is the favorite of many people. Stop buying new clothes to the extent you possibly can. Maybe a few a year, two or three. But get your clothes from op shops. And many listeners will know that you can make fabulous outfits out of stuff you get from op shops. Loads of people I know dress almost exclusively from op shops. And I've been persuaded when I need, or I think I need something, to go to an op shop. Okay, end clutter. Don't keep buying new stuff to replace old stuff that doesn't really need replacing, especially phones and computers and other electronic devices. You know, or you ought to know, that they arrange their campaigns to have new gizmos to fit to things every year or so. So to persuade you to buy a new one, don't. Keep them for at least 7 years or as long as their useful life lasts. And you largely can surely do without the gizmos. Okay, what are we up to? Five, holiday local. Don't jump on a plane and fly across the ocean on your holidays. That has a huge carbon footprint. It kind of wipes out all the other good things that you've been doing. And we live in such a gorgeous place, particularly Fresh FM listeners live in one of the most beautiful places in the world that other people long to see. Do it justice. Explore all the corners of it. Find out places nearby that you haven't been to and take delight in them. Okay, number 6 is get planting. We need to both protect what's here, take action when forests or wetlands are being destroyed, and plant more of it, restoring, recloaking Papatūānuku as one ambitious project styles it. And rather beautifully poetic to think of recloaking Papatūānuku. And each one of us can do at least a little bit of that. And finally, perhaps the most important, I'm not sure, but finally is system change. It is true that we have to go beyond individual behavior change, important though that is, to change the system in a myriad ways. Be politically active. Make sure you vote for people who will take care of nature. Change your bank to one that doesn't support fossil fuels. And so, okay, enough on that. This campaign is doing very well in Nelson Tasman and has recently been adopted by a huge advertising company. So you may see very big ads, quite outrageous ads on these shifts that I've been talking about. Okay, on to one of the things that we want to stop in terms of destroying nature, and that is the Sam's Creek gold mining proposal, which has been invited to make a fast-track application. What an appalling idea. I want to read to you the statement made by the Nelson Tasman Climate Forum to public meeting the week before last, held in Takaka, on this topic. The forum said, "Greetings to the caring and committed people in this gathering. Nelson Tasman Climate Forum is concerned particularly with climate change, but beyond that, with ecological overshoot, the damage our extractive economy has done to the atmosphere, land, fresh water, and ocean. Ecologist Aldo Leopold wrote in 1949, "A thing is right when it tends to preserve the integrity, stability, and beauty of the biotic community. It is wrong when it tends otherwise." The Sam's Creek gold mining proposal is wrong. The spokesperson talked about the very high carbon emissions of extractive economies and that we should be reducing our emissions at 10% a year. Absolutely inconsistent with a carbon intensive industry. And they pointed out that we don't need gold. We don't need more gold. Even though gold is used in electronics, hardly any of it is. It's mainly for jewelry. But our old electronics have a greater concentration of gold than mines. So they finished by saying the Climate Forum stands with you in your resistance to this deeply wrong intention. That's it for today, dear friends. And perhaps it will cause you to have a think about where you stand on these things. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and this has been an Eco Postcard. Eco Postcards is Monday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. and Saturday mornings 9:45 a.m. Till next week, bye for now.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.